Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Country singer Angelina Presley doesn't write the kind of frothy pop country songs you might have heard on the radio. Her music is more interested in telling the truth, good and bad.
So I try to give people something that they can latch on to and, I don't know, maybe open a door for them.
Angelina Presley is currently on tour to support her new album, and we caught up with her outside Washington. She'll join us this week to talk about her new album, Wrangled, her music, and her life as a single mom. Angelina Presley on this week's American Cafe. Angelina Presley is probably best known, in her own words, as the big brown-haired girl in the middle of the trio The Pistol Annies with Miranda Lambert and Ashley Monroe. But that's only to people who haven't been paying attention. Presley, a Kentucky-born Scotch-Irish descendant of the McCoy family of the Hatfields and McCoys feud, takes on the Nashville establishment and so-called bro country with her new CD, Wrangled. Presley, a statuesque brunette with take-no-prisoners brown eyes, says her music brings her childhood influences to the modern world, warts and all.
Yeah, I mean, my mom would sing me lullabies about little girls getting eaten up by snakes and, you know, love, unrequited love, where there's a girl from a poor shanty town and then the boy is from, you know, a proper rich town and she kills herself. So he kills himself to go and join her in heaven where they can live forever.
Angelina told me that her songs are intended to move audiences to feel something. And if they hurt, that's often one of the first steps to empathy and healing.
I mean, when you write a song and you use a melody a certain way and you can get the words just right and you can cause someone to feel pain or feel joy or feel angst or anger, that teaches empathy, and I think empathy leads to evolution.
Not everyone wants to evolve, as Angelina has found when she tried to get her music played on modern country radio. She's been told, they're good songs, they just don't fit the mold. You know, so many beats per minute, certain subjects off limits, and red dirt roads, pickup trucks, cold beer, and girls' anatomy described as a sugar shaker. But Angelina says her goal is to counter that model, to reach audiences with a different message.
But little boys and girls who are in their daddy's garages, you know, watching him work on his four-wheeler, they're hearing dudes sing about girls shaking their stuff. So, in my opinion, if you're going to use our stuff to sell your product, then we at least should have a voice. And those little boys and girls should be hearing other things. I don't want to be a
Angelina Presley doesn't classify herself as an outlaw country singer, even if other people do. Her current tour doesn't even have a band behind her. It's just Angelina and her guitar. And that comes at a cost. A single mom, Angelina Presley has had to leave her 10-year-old son at home with her mother when he's in school and she's on tour.
It's a battle every time I have to come out and he can't come and, you know, like it's been Little League season. I've had to miss a bunch of his baseball games. But luckily, a lot of them got rained out. Like, I would just cross my fingers, please let it get rained out. But it's just a decision you have to make. I mean, he could either have a mommy who's sitting at home depressed and stifled, or a mommy who's there half the time but happy and fulfilled and putting a roof over his head.
Presley is currently on the northern leg of her U.S. tour and is playing a different town every night. She will play the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville with one of her heroes and co-songwriters, rockabilly legend Wanda Jackson, in June, and then she'll head to Europe with dates in the U.K. in July. So are you a country music fan? What's your opinion about Angelina Presley's music? You can let us know by logging on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. That's also where you'll find photos, links to Angelina's webpage, and more about her music. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.